Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jacob with the JDT Podcast, and we're back with another episode. I know a lot of y'all are trying to figure out what's going on, but I'm trying to clear my area and declutter my life. Okay, so now that we have all of that cleared up and all the noise is quiet, I've now been able to clear a straight path for me to walk from the door of my room to my bed. And now I can relax. That's what a room is for. You know, like your bedroom is for you to relax and all of that. But what about your life? What if you take the first 40 seconds of what I just presented you with and you attach it to your life? Yeah, it's going to be noisy and you're going to have to speak up a little louder. You're going to have to work a little harder and push a lot more for that stuff to just clear a straight path. But once it's done and all the noise starts to rest and settle, your mind starts to work clearly and function properly, and you have that straight path from your door to your bed or to your goal or to whatever you are trying to obtain, it makes it that much more easier. I'm starting to move things around, honestly, on a serious note here. Getting ready, you know, for a lot of things that are about to happen. But definitely is past time to make arrangements for my room and my life as well. I've faced numerous challenges in the past 2 days, but for the most part, you know, everything's always great. You know, today, clearly, if you haven't caught the topic by now, we're going to be talking about clearing your area and making a straight path. One of the things, when I think about making a straight path, I like to envision, whether if I'm running or working out or just at work in general, I try to find what can get me from A to B, not just the fastest route, but the safest. So if I'm driving to Atlanta or in a city-like area, I don't want to go to Atlanta at 5 p.m. because then you're going to have to find alternate routes due to traffic. I want to be able to get there with as least resistance as possible. Just like bouncing back to walking into your room. You want to be able to get to your bed without having to step over and climb over, or even climb on top of obstacles, to just get in your bed to simply relax. The harder it is for you to get to your place of relaxation or meditation, the harder it is for you to relax and meditate. Two things in which I've now realized are very essential in life and in your peace in a whole. With relaxing, it doesn't necessarily have to be in a certain area or the same area as your meditation, but you just have to find a place or an area, even if that's at work, for you to just have that moment to yourself and be able to just sit there and not have any thought on your mind besides throwing the thoughts you already have away, unless there's something vital and important. Another area of meditation in which I've been working with has definitely been being able to just sit still, close my eyes, and either listening to a music or just humming a sound, just something very simple. I know it's very cliche, but it actually works, at least for myself. So my challenge for you is to go out, find your meditation and find your relaxation and whatever it may be. Find what works best for you. Find how you can improve those areas and how it helps you to to prepare for what you're about to face next. When I'm focused on trying to make that direct path for myself, I look back and sit there and talk to myself as I'm en route to clearing the area or moving objects out of my way. I talk to myself and I say, okay, well, if we move this here, how will this affect if I move it over to this side as well? Which way will make it to where I have more space and more area, but also if I happen to bring something else in, it doesn't just sit and stack on top of each other, which then causes to take up more space. So I look at it as a game of Tetris. When you're trying to stack and match all of these different blocks and shapes, so that way they fit and align very well, so that way they end up boxing out and stacking on top of each other. That's how I look at clearing my path. I want to put all of the goals or shapes, to stay on that matter, I want to put all of them that go together on the same side. So if I have my goals of this standard to my left, and then my objectives and physical goals or personal goals to the right, that way I can't get them mixed up. I have my personal goals to the right and my work goals to the left. That way I don't let them interfere, and never think about both of them at the same time, because that does cause you to lose your goals in some areas, and it also causes you to forget them. A new thing that I've started to do recently is to just write out everything for each day. And even after I've already done it, whether it be something I don't like or just to write a letter to myself. A few weeks ago, my mom sent me a letter that I had to type for a college assignment that I honestly don't even remember writing. But it was from about 2013 or 14. And the things that I told myself then, when I read it now, it was so crazy because it was as if I knew the things and the challenges that I would be faced with at this time in life, prior to even getting there. And one of the hardships that I discussed was just making sure to never get discouraged, regardless of what the outside may look like, regardless of what the outcome may look like, regardless of even if I feel like I am not the first or the best person suited for the position. Just do it. Knock it out of the way and feel that void. I was very motivated and surprised by myself after reading that letter to myself, because I was like, wow, I never knew I could touch myself so deeply. And it was a funny moment. I sat back and laughed. But then I also sat there and thought for a moment as to, well, if I knew that I was going to be facing all of these challenges already, why wasn't I better prepared? So I had to think again and say, what did I not do to prepare myself for these moments? If clearly before they ever hit, I already knew that they were going to come, why didn't I work with myself to, you know, build myself physically and mentally for the challenges that I was going to be faced with? And one of the things that I can only fathom, you know, to think about was the simple fact that at the time, the area or the path from my door to my bed or to my goals was not clear. I had other objectives in which I had to step over and climb up and try to move to one side when I should have been moving them to the other. And what it is was that I feel that I already knew. So my mental was there. I already was telling myself, like, hey, this is what's going to be coming. I can't tell you when it's going to come. I can't tell you how it's going to come. But this is what's going to be coming towards you within the next few years. And somewhere along the way of me trying to move items to the left or to the right and climb on top of them to get over them, I guess it might have just fallen out of my pocket, which caused me to lose it. So then when the time came where I needed it, or where I told myself that these moments were going to come, I wasn't prepared for it. So, not that I had to take a hard lesson from that, but I learned, you know, and each and every day is all about learning. I sat back and I was watching and listening to one of my podcasts that I listen to, one of my favorite podcasts, and the host mentioned something that stuck out very much to me. And he spoke on how he wished that at an early age, he would have focused more so on his, like, building his levels, his platforms. And that way he could be, by the time he was prepared to go out into the world and explore and do whatever it is that he wanted to do, he would have his finances set up. He would have his job and career set up and his own businesses set up as he does now. Then he would have his relationship with God set up and his family matters set up, which since then he's become a father and a husband. So he was wishing that prior to all of these different challenges and changes happening in his life, he wished that he would have taken a moment to prepare. And there's no proper way to prepare for the challenges that come with a child, I'm sure, or even, you know, your relationship, especially as a marriage. But one of the things that I noticed was how he talked about not being prepared financially or physically. So he knew where he wanted to go. He knew what he wanted his end goal to be. But in order to get there, his path was not cleared. It was cluttered. So he didn't have his finances in check. He didn't have a home of his own, didn't have a car of his own, in which he was trying to work on. But one of the things that I see when I was listening to it was that how he stated he wished he would have taken the time to plan, because he knew what he wanted, but he just didn't at the moment take the time to plan for what he wanted, and indeed had to learn a lesson from trying to climb and get through on his path and journey. He ended up losing. So out of the moments, regardless of what your goals or the places you want to go to may be, see yourself there. Ask yourself, what do I need to fix about myself? Or how may I prepare myself for when this moment comes? If you want to be a lawyer, what do you need to do aside from law school, pre-law, aside from all of that stuff? What do you need to do to be a lawyer? Then what kind of lawyer do you want to be? I always suggest having a figure that's in a position in which you want to be in life. And not saying you want their life, but they are in a position of which you may see fit for yourself in the future. What are some of the things on a business? Again, none of this is personal for that person that you're looking to. just from a business perspective, what is it that you see this person doing that has made them so successful at that point and at that stint of their career that they are number one in the game? Because they're not up there for that for any reason. One of the things I love to hear is one of my favorite public speakers discusses about how when he decided to go back to school and how he uses the same idea as to seeing yourself there before it happens. So he decided to get on YouTube before he even graduated college, decided to get on YouTube, and before he even enrolled in his first class, I would like to say, honestly, but decided to get on YouTube and type in Harvard graduation. When he first said that, I'm like, why would he look up Harvard and, you know, instead of just typing up college graduation? But he wanted to be so specific with putting that in his mind and visualizing him walking across the stage at the one of the top colleges, you know, in America, in the world. But why set your standards any lower than the best? Now, he didn't go to Harvard, but why not see the best of the best for your perspective? So that way, if you don't go there, but you're working at your college, whether it's a junior college or whatever, as long as you're working on getting better, even if it's technical school, as long as you're working on getting better and becoming better, investing in yourself, there's no such thing as too small of an investment in yourself. There's no such goal as a too small goal, because at the end of the day, you have to move at your own pace. So he wanted to see the best of the best. So he went and watched it, and he said the entire time when I was going through college, although it took him about 7 or 8 years to just first get his associates, and this is not a 20-year-old male, this is at the time a 30-year-old male. So it took him 7 years to get his associate's degree. But at the entire time of him going through that 7-year stint to gain his associates, he said every class that he took, he was taking it as if he was at Harvard. Then he moved on to his bachelor's. Check. Same thing. Moving at a Harvard pace. All the way up, and now he has his doctorate. And even to this day, talks about how I still move at a Harvard pace when it comes to his schoolwork. You have to find your pace and your tone as to how you plan on getting to that level. How are you going to move yourself to get to the next level so that way you have that straight path to your bed or to your goal? So when you open the door, everything doesn't just fall out on you, but you can literally take it step by step until you're able to sit down and lay back and relax for that moment. Now, it's always good to, you know, soak it up. Hey, accomplishment done. But there's also a moment in time when after you obtain one accomplishment and knock it out, how long is it going to take you to start back working on a new one? Are you the type of person that's just going to sit there and relax through that and keep, or are you going to keep pushing after you get that level of success that you wanted? Bodybuilders always have their goals that they want set prior to getting there. They can see their bodies with the gains each and every time before any gain comes. You have to see yourself in that position. I've never understood it until I physically went through a moment where I had to see myself succeed before the success came. Because honestly, there was times where I almost wanted to just say, well, y'all can have this shit. But then I had to remember that there's no such thing as quit in me. And once you put yourself at that moment to where that word quit does not, it's not in you. Like, you have to delete that for your programming. Delete that out of your system. The word quit is not in me. Let it go. Move on. Keep going. Clear your area. Make that direct path. So that way, all you have to do is take those steps at your pace and keep moving forward until you reach that goal. And when you get there, grab it. Embrace it. Tell yourself you did a damn good job. Because even if nobody else acknowledges you on it, you know you did it. You know all the things that you went through to get there. And then after you have your good moment, knowing that you got there, put that accolade down, hang it up, whatever you have to do to go ahead and get the next one. In my room here, I have the next rank tab hanging up. I have different motivational quotes on my walls. I have letters that I've written to myself hanging up all throughout my room. So I use those as my motivation to keep churning, keep pushing, get another accolade. And each moment that you obtain, because there are going to be times when you have to go through it by yourself, but each moment that you obtain, each glorified moment that you know you went 120% all in for, that you know you had to stay up some days doing your work, then roll right into work the next day off of 0 hours of sleep. The next time when you think about where you used to be at in the past and where you are now, you'll have nothing else to do but say you're happy for yourself, smile a little bit, and keep going. It's all one big circle. Each year, you know your birthday is going to come up. What do? Most people, they celebrate, turn up, you know. But what about each year when that challenge comes around? Why is it so easy for you to celebrate your birthday, but you can't celebrate when that challenge comes? Speak that challenge on. Let that challenge know that you're going to win regardless of how it tries to test you, regardless of how they try to get you down, that you've already cleared your path. And it's going to be avalanches that cause some clutter to fall back down on your path here and there. But you have to respond to the site, clear it up, and keep going. You have to treat that path as if it's like your skin on your face. You don't want the blemishes. You don't want any markings or anything like that on your face. So why let something get in your path? Keep pushing forward. Clear your path. We're not stepping over anything. We're stepping through everything. Let's get through all of these challenges and get to our goals. Make that path perfectly clear that when the next wall comes up in your life, you run right through it. Get to your success. You have everything you need already installed in you. Keep a clear path and continue to take the steps towards your success. Peace.